Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kerr Hahn. I'm on my channel, Tech Storyteller with Heart, tonight. We originally had two guests to show up talk about vintage gaming and YouTube, and for whatever reason, they didn't show up. But as it turns out, a former student of mine, because most of you know that in my other life, I teach high school, a former student, Brian Solano of Tinker Brony Inc., showed up to get some parts for a project he's working at East L.A. College, where he's majoring in
Civil engineering.
Came in to get some parts, and so I said, hey, I got this show starting at 2. Let's talk about life after high school. Now, with that in mind, Brian left high school in 2013. All right, by the way, I should say, Brian, introduce yourself real quick so people know who this voice is.
I'm Brian Solano, and I am the CEO of my own little YouTube channel called Tinker Brony. And, well, coming in to pick up some parts for a project.
Okay. Now, when you left high school, 2013, you had your own podcasting company?
Oh, yeah, just a little broadcasting.
Okay. And from there, you branched off into doing video production on YouTube.
Yep.
Tell us about that for just a minute. Tell about being your own boss at your own company.
Well, it's not much of a big company. It's just something to make little videos on the internet. And I always have fun making them.
And you're reaching out to, who's your target audience on YouTube?
A small group of bronies. If anyone knows what a brony is like people or guys who like My Little Pony. And it's a really thriving community. And all shout-outs to the Pegasisters out there who also call themselves bro. You know, girls out there. Anyone, you know.
And that's fine, because as we were talking off the air, I play 78 records off of my other channel, S3 Productions. And most of my audience, I come to find out, is guys in between the age of 40 and up, which is about two-thirds of my audience. So you have your own target audience.
Well, most of my target audience is just a mismatch of old and young people.
Okay, but the point is you're broadcasting worldwide something that you're interested in.
Yeah.
All right. So you've left high school in 2013. You're now at East L.A. College.
Yes, I am.
Now, real brief, tell me about the difference between high school, because now you've been at ELAC now 2 years.
Yep. Well, actually, technically still my first year.
Okay. But basically, what's the big difference between high school and community college?
Well, community and college between high school is literally different. One, we are not prisoners sent into a cage with a mismatch of people. We're in a college setting where we are freely allowed to leave whenever we want now. But the thing is, if you have a classroom and you're paying for it, you technically have to be there. Because they're technically taking your money. And then, like, in high school, they're paying the government to force us to go to school to get an education. We actually want to get an education.
If you had to make a guess, how many people you're going to school in the daytime?
About that, yeah.
How many, so the student body is more dedicated?
Actually, yes. Surprisingly, there is a large number of people who are dedicated to learning so they can get a much more prosperous future.
Okay. Now, are you primarily in civil engineering? Are you just taking all your kind of your GE or kind of a mishmash of mush?
A mishmash of mush, actually. Not just besides taking a lot of engineering classes, I'm also just taking whatever class they can throw at me.
Okay, so you're trying to get your GE done.
Yep.
Okay. When do you sort of envision yourself graduating?
Probably in a long time. I'm going to tell you straight up. My first year, I'll probably graduate in like 7 years, top.
Okay. Can I ask why?
Because I'm doing a lot of class stuff, and I'm choosing every field this school has to offer.
So, in other words, you're broadening your education.
Pretty much.
Okay. Now, let's tie back this into production. Your production.
No problem.
Is help or hinder?
Hinder.
Okay. Why?
Because I am, well, so busy with college, I haven't had time to do anything new for my channel.
Okay. You see college as maybe possibly helping your broadcasting, or is it going to kind of keep the broadcasting on the side?
Well, well, keeping me from doing my broadcasting, but later on I'm going to use this information I learned to help improve my channel, actually.
Okay, cool. That's kind of what I'm driving at.
Yeah, it's actually holding me, holding me down, but in later points, that the last stopping power will actually allow me to get back up and running.
Okay.
I can make points and show the world a different idea of what we think of.
Okay. Now, going back to your engineering, you're taking civil engineering.
Yeah.
Why civil engineering as opposed to something else?
Well, one, I like to make stuff. And civil engineering actually has a lot of mechanical and ideal fees that go into it.
Like what?
Well, in civil engineering, we actually get to explore a large variety of different career options in our point future that we can allow us to integrate ourselves into society. Because not just civil engineering, there are a lot of engineering from mechanical to architecture down to even the most biggest point. Because engineering in this world is actually very, very huge. And not a lot of people know this. Well, a lot of people do know this because there are hobbyists and people who like it, but a lot of people just make fun of it, like scientists. Trust me, scientists make fun. There's actually a little feud going between engineering and scientists. Engineers and scientists. It's just my engineering teacher. She just like points out the things, and it's just a little feud going on there. But scientists discover the ideas of the world, while engineers take those discoveries and make something out of it.
I'll think you. I'll even throw one more side of that. The scientist discovers the stuff. The engineer comes up with the idea of how to make it work,
and
the technologist is the guy who actually makes it happen. Technology is the guy, the technology. You go to Cal State LA, right?
Yeah.
No plug for Cal State LA. The technology students, for example, the industrial tech guys like myself, right?
Yeah.
Their function in life is to take the engineering ideas and actually make it work.
Well,
so they work with the engineer, but their idea is to actually make it happen.
Well, technically, the engineer is the one who designs their stuff and they get to use it, and it still takes up the engineer's job to build it. So basically, you guys need us. Without us, you guys wouldn't exist, actually.
Yeah, that's the other way is you wouldn't exist without technology guys, either.
I mean, engineering's been a long time
around. I understand. That's why we have the fields that we have, right?
Yep.
I had a thought here. It escaped me for this minute. Okay, so if you're going to school, if you're not going to graduate in a couple of years, right?
Yep.
When you do graduate, what are you going to do? I'm asking the question for this reason. I'm going to use this show as part of my lesson plan.
Okay.
Because you've been there, done that. You've left high school. You've moved
on.
And you're going to be moving
forward.
Where's forward?
Well, that's the surprising thing. I'm working on today, but never actually thought about my future. That's the thing I'm kind of worried about.
Yeah, you need to change your thinking and think
forward. Well, I am forward. I'm thinking of the things I can do now and then what I can do in the future. But it's just short-term goals that I'm only setting. I never have a long set goal because sometimes if you set a long-term goal, it's going to take too long to reach it and you'll be already out of time.
Yeah, well, I can sort of believe that, but I also think that you need an idea of, I'll give you an example. Go back to broadcast.
Okay.
I go back to my podcast.
We're on it right now.
We are, which is why I'm glad you're here. I'm planning on retiring from my teaching career in 3 years.
For real?
For real. Huh. Eventually, my long-term goal is to take the podcast and expand it into video to stream to, like, YouTube.
Okay.
And take and make a living doing what I'm doing right now.
Totally.
Has building. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whether I make it or not is,
It's how we look at
it. It's down the road, right?
It's down there. We'll probably find it. It'll just find us first.
That's exactly what I'm trying. It'll find
you.
Me. It'll find
you.
Because I'm old enough to know this is like my fifth or sixth career that I've had since I started working many moons ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, if you'd asked me 20 years ago I'd be teaching high school, I probably would have laughed at you, right?
Yeah.
But Here we are.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'm asking is, where are you sort of
going?
If you don't know, the answer is?
I don't know.
I can, because I hear this all the time from high school seniors. I heard it just the other day. I'm going to go to Cal State LA. I said, to do it, to study stuff. I says, you're going to go to Cal State LA and spend
what?
A ton of money to study
what?
Stuff.
Of course.
That, to me, is makes no sense.
At all.
At all. You're better off going to, now, there are people who will argue this point, but you're better off going to a community college to find your calling.
Hell yeah.
And then pursue that. Then you are to go to Cal State blank, spend a ton of money, and have
blank stuff
to show for it.
Of course.
But again, I'm a shop teacher, and people still don't think I know
a lot of stuff.
A lot of things. Okay, civil engineer means you're building?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, kind of buildings. Anything buildings?
Well, not just buildings. We have to accurately design the building, see how it can withstand, and we have to go through a bunch of major tests so we can see the building is livable or habitable for anyone to be in. But besides buildings, we also build bridges, design roads. We have to actually have a variety of fields. I mean, the cars you're taking on that three-way bridge was designed by an architect who was an engineer.
So you want to be a building contractor engineer, I guess?
Well, maybe. Because I also still have an option to switch my career from civil engineering to mechanical engineering, because machinery is also fun to use.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the ones who designed the plane. I mean, come on.
Hey. Now, you were building, a engine of some kind.
Oh, yeah, a Stirling engine.
What's a Stirling engine?
Well, a Stirling engine is a small machine that has compressed air, and when heated from the bottom, it has cold ice on the top. Yeah, and you move a dispenser piece from the middle, you'll actually be moving the air, air that's being compressed into another chamber on the side that's firing a piston upward.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it work yet?
Actually, I had a guy working, but it melted, actually. Don't use flammable glue, people.
Who was it? Thomas Edison said, I found 9,999 ways a light bulb did not work.
No, 10,000 ways.
Yeah, it did not work before I found the one.
No, actually, it goes like this. I didn't fail 10,000 times. I just found 10,000 ways that didn't work.
Yeah, it's the same basic
idea.
I know I have the same.
Yep.
I don't want to use the word conflict, but I try to convince students that progress is more important than the result. Because even if you fail the results, I mean, you've had to learn something.
Yep.
It's the doing that's important, not the...
And there's an old thing. It's not what I can do. It's what I do that defines.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, don't use flammable glue. You learn a...
Flammable lesson.
Yeah, don't use...
Flammable glue.
Yeah, I've tried a lot of different things that, again, changing the subject, but same thing. I did my first Cinco de Mayo show last night on my podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because you can.
Because I can. Because I
can.
And how'd it work out? Well, you don't know. I had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I learned.
A lot of things.
A lot of things. There's a guy named Pedro Infante.
He called you up?
No. He's been dead for 4 years.
Oh,
he was the Frank Sinatra of the...
Frank Sinatra.
Of the Mexican...
Revolution?
No, the that's right, Mexican music.
Oh, yeah.
For lack of a
ideal
better word, but the point is I didn't know that he even existed until...
Now.
Yeah.
You discover new things every day.
That's the point. That is...
The point.
You
sometimes
know,
you have to go out there and learn some stuff you didn't know, and you can understand more about yourself and the people about that culture, so you can open your brain and understanding of this world.
Yeah, and that's what one of the reasons I do this. Because, again, I talk to high school kids about going to college, and
they have nothing in mind.
They have no
idea or clue.
And you say, okay, you're going to do what come June after you graduate. And for some of them, you get that deer in the headlight look,
mm-hmm.
and you're saying, okay, you're going to do what in?
What?
You know, and
it's just confusing for them.
You know, It's like I had a kid, you mentioned Eli, because Eli's the closest community college to the school.
Oh, yeah, it's a great community, a lot of great teachers, and they have a lot of opportunity.
Yeah, I've been wanting to go up there to see the art museum.
Oh, yeah, it's an amazing art museum.
I just haven't made it up there yet. But the point is,
it's free and open for anyone.
Well, no, my point is, I said, why would you go to Eli? But they don't have the classes you need. Yeah, but it's close.
Yeah.
Okay, but they don't have the classes that you
need. Yeah. Don't mind the alarm. People are just dying.
I'm sorry, that's the, we're in my S3 production
studio,
off-site studio, and that's just the fire alarm.
Yep.
Anyway, but...
no one died in this making of this video.
Yeah, not yet. But anyway, okay, the whole bell thing threw my train of thought off.
But why the community college? That's
yeah.
So close?
Oh, yeah, because it's close. I said, yep, they don't have what you're looking for. But it's close. Okay. Why don't you go somewhere
that has what you need?
And you get into this circular argument of, okay.
True.
You know,
sometimes you have to do research to find out what the place you really need to teach you what you need and you want to learn. But the thing is, not a lot of people are trying to find what they're looking for. A lot of people are going somewhere close to see something to hit them.
Yeah.
They're moving forward. Until something says, hey, you're good at this. You seem, you know, a lot about it. This could be your calling.
I'm still trying to figure out my calling.
Well, you're a high school teacher. You ain't doing much.
Yeah, I'm... That's an ongoing...
argument.
But anyway, okay, so... podcast. Tell me about... I'm curious. What's life that you've experienced? Life after high school. In general, just what's life after high school like?
Okay, I ate a lot of Hot Pockets because I wanted to move out. And, well, I didn't move out and I still live with my family. But I'm eating a lot of Hot Pockets. They're getting Hot Pockets. For the past 18 years, your life was pretty cool. But I forgot the rest of that song. It was a song by Ren Link. If you can go on the YouTube channel, it was hilarious. Your 18 song, and that was just the first couple of lyrics, but I kind of forgot it. It's a funny song, because it tells you in the first 18 years that our life's been pretty cool, and you wake up every morning, and your mom makes Hot Pockets, oh no, not Hot Pockets, Hot Waffles for you, and then it's just a crazy thing of how we see it, and how the most toughest thing in life, that was our prom in high school. And then we had to go off to college. And then, bam, everything just fell down. And then, slap, reality starts coming after you. It was just a funny song. But I think that actually represents how we see our lives. For little kids, we wake up, our parents take care of us. Our dad's back pocket was an ATM machine. When's the last time you didn't ask your parents for money? Come on, don't lie. So much for a value of a dollar.
Because I know, of course, I turned 18. I joined the Navy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Right out of high school, and I haven't been home. I take it back. I got out, and I moved back in for just about 6 months till I could find a place to move out. Anything else, big difference between life after high school besides going to college?
Well, you're learning a lot of stuff, and, well, you got slapped with reality, of course, and you actually learned things you didn't know existed.
Like what?
Well, one, you didn't know how the community or the world worked outside of high school. Sure, you have those political classes in high school, but when you really get out there and talk to other people of other cultures in a community college that's open to other cultures, you actually understand how their place did instead of reading it from a book. That's actually the idea of how we're stereotyping a lot of things, but in reality, we're really being tricked by our own ideas of what we think is true.
It's a whole other world out there.
Yeah, it is.
It is. I could go off on for hours about that, but
yeah.
I know that I've been in a community college, just, of course, been all over the place, and it is some other world out there when people,
yep,
as I tell my high school kids, the real world sucks, and then you die, you just
yep.
Hate to be brutal, but kind of the way it is. You go to school in
a world that's not what you thought it would be. Don't believe movies.
My daughter went to Cal State Fullerton until she realized it wasn't the same college she saw on TV in the movie. That didn't last very long. She made another choice to go do something I admire, but the point is it's not what she envisioned. All right, we're almost out of time. If you were to scan it from a high school classroom full of students, and you had to give them that one soundbite piece of advice, what would you tell them?
Life isn't freaking easy. You're acting in the life, people.
All right. Anything. All right, so, Brian, if people want to get a hold of you, what would be the best way to do it?
I guess, I don't know. I kind of like to keep that part private.
No problem. That's fine. So if they want to get a hold of you, if they got a hold of me, I can get a hold of you?
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're almost out of time again. It's just a short little show. I had a chance to talk to Brian. We were going to talk about vintage gaming and YouTube, but my guest, for whatever reason, didn't show up. But it's okay. I had a chance to get caught up with Brian. My name is Kurt. I'm the CEO and founder of S3 Productions, and I'm broadcasting on my second channel, Technical Storytelling with Art, here with Brian Solano, CEO of Tinker Brony Video Production Company and future civil engineer, talking about life after high school. If you need to reach Brian or myself, you can reach me at my email at oscssw@juno.com. You can always reach me through Facebook at facebook.com/S3Productions1. If any questions or comments, please let me know. Again, I enjoy talking to people because everybody has a story
to tell.
And they're just fun to hear. So, Brian, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Yep.
Do appreciate it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, if you need to get a hold of me, I'm at OSCSSW. And this was my guest, Brian Solano. With that, thank you so very much. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.